Weekday mornings, it has everything you need to know and some things you just need to see. WGN-TV Morning News, Chicago's must-watch morning news.
All right, Golden Globe nominations are out.
I think one of your favorites, Westworld, the creators got a nod here.
Well, the show did for best show.
Did.
So best movie of the year for the Golden Globes. This gives you a little sense of what. And the Golden Globes does this in two ways. They do it with best motion picture drama, then best motion picture musical or comedy. Mm-hmm. And so the drama, it's Hacksaw Ridge, Hell or High Water, Lion, Manchester by the Sea, and Moonlight. Now, Richard Roper says Manchester by the Sea. He's going to give us his best movie of the year coming up this week.
But he said so far that was the best.
As of 2 weeks ago, but he hasn't seen them all.
Right.
But he thinks Manchester by the Sea is probably going to win the Oscar.
I'm dying to see that one.
All right, so you got Manchester by the Sea. I'm going to go with isn't Hell or High Water, is that the one that Mel Gibson did? What's the one that Mel Gibson did? Or Hacksaw Ridge, I'm sorry.
Hacksaw Ridge.
Hacksaw Ridge is Mel Gibson. The Hollywood Foreign Press loves Mel Gibson.
They do.
Yes, because it's foreign press.
Because
it's the Hollywood Foreign Press is the people who do the Golden Globes. There are just a few dozen of them. Mm-hmm. And they're the ones who make all the voting here and do all the nominations and do everything. There's not a lot of them, fewer than 100 members of the Hollywood Foreign Press. And they tend to be rather counterintuitive to some of these, to some of the things that you think are going to happen.
Even though some of these go on to win the Oscars, and it sort of can be helpful.
Well, there's some things that are so big that you can't, you know.
You can't ignore.
Right. Yeah, I'll tell you what's really good for that, Screen Actors Guild. Because the Screen Actors Guild are the same people voting for the Oscars are voting for that. Best Motion Picture Comedy or Musical, 20th Century Woman, Deadpool, La La Land, Florence Foster Jenkins, and Sing Street. Have you heard of any of these?
No.
Deadpool,
yes.
People love. I think La La Land is getting all the buzz. Something to look out there. Best Actor, Casey Affleck, Joel Edgerton, Andrew Garfield, Viggo Mortensen for Captain Fantastic, and Denzel Washington for Fences. I'm going to go with Denzel.
Even though I would love to see Casey Affleck win because he's usually in supporting roles, and this is where he really, you know, he's the central character. And from what Richard Roper told us, sounds like he, as always, has an amazing performance, but in the lead role also.
And best performance by an actress in a drama, you got Amy Adams for Arrival, Jessica Chastain for Miss Sloan, Isabelle Huppert for Elle, Ruth Negga for Loving, and Natalie Portman for Jackie. They're going to go with Natalie Portman.
Those are some of my favorite actresses.
Because they just do.
Right there. Natalie Portman, Amy Adams, and I think Jessica Chastain.
If I'm not mistaken, Natalie Portman, I think, was born overseas. So
Israel.
That helps. With the Hollywood Foreign Press. So I'm just going with anything
supposedly
that I can possibly
she speaks
do.
Five languages.
Yes.
So she's
let's
very
go with that.
A bright actress and, I believe born in Israel.
All right. So then you have, then you can look up like best screenplay is La La Land, Nocturnal Animals, Moonlight, Manchester by the Sea, Hell or High Water. Foreign language films, no one's ever heard of them, so let's just keep moving on. Best animated. This is an interesting one.
This is an interesting one.
Because all the members of Hollywood Foreign Press also have kids, so they go with the one that they like the most. Their kids like the most. Kubo and the Two Strings.
Didn't see that one yet. Now I need to.
That is I think Japanese made, right? I think it's foreign made. Moana.
I've seen that. Excellent. Although it is a little bit scary in parts.
My Life as a Zucchini. Sing. And Zootopia.
Zootopia is so great.
So if you had to go between Moana and Zootopia, what would you do?
I would say Zootopia. So creative. Moana is great, though. I mean, I'd recommend it. But Zootopia, I would say, in terms of the script, and actually, it's very enjoyable for adults as well.
All right. Back to TV, which the Golden Globes also does. Best TV drama, The Crown, Game of Thrones, Stranger Things.
That's hard.
This Is Us and Westworld.
Gee. Wait, what was the first one you said?
The Crown.
Crown.
I have no idea what that
Game
is.
Game of Thrones is, I would say, is going to win. But I'm just starting to get into Westworld because you are talking about how great it is. And I'm not sold on it after two episodes. But supposedly now everyone's saying how amazing it ends and it is.
Right.
So that could be it. That could take it too.
I made the whole mistake by being lost by Lost in the first couple episodes. I gave up on it. And then people are like, it's the greatest show of all times.
I'm lost by Westworld right now. But
same.
Going back to it, revisiting
same people
it.
That did it, so that's why, perhaps. Mm-hmm. Best musical or comedy TV series, Atlanta, Black-ish, Mozart in the Jungle, Transparent, and Veep. Veep wins, hands down. That wins everything.
Julie Dreyfus also nominated.
The best TV actor, Rami Malek for Mr. Robot, Bob Odenkirk for Better Call Saul, Matthew Reese for The Americans, Liev Schreiber for Ray Donovan, and Billy Bob Thornton for Goliath. Liev Schreiber wins for sure because he sounds like he's foreign. Best performance by an actress in a TV series, you've got Catriona Balfe for Outlander, Claire Foy for The Crown, Kerry Russell for The Americans, Winona Ryder for Stranger Things, and Evan Rachel Wood, Westworld. I think Winona Ryder wins this for Stranger Things because they love a redemption story in Hollywood.
And she is, definitely. She used to be one of my favorite actresses, then disappeared after that whole thing going on with the shopping issues that she had.
Right.
And now
and she's
comes
great.
Back strong in this.
Yeah, she's great in it. She's great in that mm-hmm. show. So so that we've got that. And then best performance by an actor in a television comedy is Anthony Anderson for Black-ish, Gael Garcia Bernal for Mozart in the Jungle, Donald Glover for Atlanta, Nick Nolte for Graves, and Jeffrey Tambor for Transparent. It's always Jeffrey Tambor. He always, it doesn't matter.
No, he wins.
Right? And then for a female, it's Rachel Bloom for Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Mm-hmm. It's got a lot of buzz, but nobody really watched it. Julia Louis-Dreyfus for Veep, mm-hmm. Sarah Jessica Parker for Divorce, Issa Rae for Insecure, Gina Rodriguez for Jane the Virgin, and Tracy Ellis Ross for Black-ish. It should go to Julia Louis-Dreyfus, but I'm going to guess that Tracy Ellis Ross from Black-ish wins.
Ooh.
A little something.
We should do
right
a little
there.
Office pool here.
We could do a little office pool. I'll change my things then, too. And then, the best performance in a miniseries.
Can't wait.
Is that what you like, the miniseries?
Yeah.
Violetta?
Riz Ahmed for The Night Of. Bryan Cranston, All the Way. Tom Hiddleston, The Night Manager. John Turturro, The Night Of. And Courtney Vance, People vs. O.J. Simpson. And then Best Actress in a made-for-TV movie or miniseries. Felicity Huffman for American Crime. Riley Keough for The Girlfriend Experience. Sarah Paulson for People vs. O.J. Simpson. Charlotte Rampling for London Spy. And Thandie Newton, Westworld. Thandie Newton wins this thing. Like, they don't even have, they should just mail the Golden Globe to her house right now.
Well, see, just you explaining to me that in Westworld, she takes on such a dramatic role and her character goes through an interesting journey. That's all I know. As that alone tells me, I'm excited to see the rest of Westworld.
And she does half of it naked. So that I mean, it's,
might be
I mean, it's a very brave for an actress. I mean,
wait,
a very serious actress.
Who's naked in what?
Thandie Newton in Westworld. Watch it. They're all naked in Westworld.
Sweet.
I'm going to just tell you this.
See.
Westworld single-handedly is going to change naked fashion in America. People are going to start growing hair again. You know what I mean? You hear me?
That's what you and Bill Leff were talking about earlier. Yep. And I thought that was a spoiler alert, but that's okay.
Well,
what? No.
Yeah.
So
no.
Having
it'll
a hairy
be back.
Chest is good again.
Sweet. Right. It's going to be back.
Oh God. I'm just kind of amazed that everyone gets naked, because in the first two episodes, there's a little bit of amorous attention to different characters.
It's
but
not necessarily,
there's no nakedness.
People are not necessarily naked for what you think.
Oh.
It's because they're, like, being examined, right?
Have you seen it, Violetta?
I saw a preview, so I kind of feel like an expert.
Mm-hmm. That's the way I look at it.
Well,
yeah.
I'm sold on watching
they're
it.
Being created.
They're being.
And, you know, it is kind of shocking to see full frontal male nudity.
You see a lot of it.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Can never know. I'm not watching.
Yeah, I'm feeling very badly about myself right now. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even notice. I'm just so addicted to the storyline.
Yeah. It is.
You know what, though? It's a great, great series.
It is something. You have to be ready for it. But once it catches you, it will blow your mind. It's basically the closest thing to like a mind experiment that
yeah,
you can go
through.
I
like watching it with someone so we can talk about what happened. Because mm-hmm. it's one sometimes of those. I have to rewatch an episode.
Yeah, it's really something.
Discuss, you want to discuss it afterwards,
right.
for
well,
sure.
Well, you have to sometimes.
What did
because,
we just see?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not work, though. People are like, oh, I don't,
no.
want, I don't
no,
want to work
not.
That hard.
So
it's
entertaining.
Fascinating.
So entertaining.
Yeah, when it rushes across and it's beautifully done and the people are very interesting. And again,
actors
Thandi Newton, who is the... I guess we call her the female lead of the mm-hmm. of this. There's
she turns into it. I guess I didn't know that.
It's an ensemble cast, but she is like I mean, she just doesn't get any better than that in terms of her performance. Forget mm-hmm. about it. Again, Golden Globe, Hollywood Foreign Press, package up that one Golden Globe and send it to Thandi Newton's house. Thank you.
Be great to see her win. A big fan of hers.
All right, right now, standing by is. Our own Judy Pilak, who understands what I'm talking about. That you know they're going to bring back. People are going to start. You know, it's going to be less body sculpting, shaving than they're used to.
I didn't even notice
grooming.
I don't even know what you mean. I haven't noticed.
There's going to be a lot less grooming after this series if it takes off. All right, we're
well with bodies like the ones you see. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I suppose
they
that's
all look good.
Yeah, that is true. All right, let's see here. This is why I didn't get that job, by the way. When I didn't, they let me go from the audition when they said take your pants off, and I'm like, I can't do it. All right, here is not the first time that's happened in an audition, but it was the last time it'll happen in an audition. Judy Pilak with the WGN News coming in 2 minutes.